Ah, yes.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in right now. Any artist, anything, any song. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That, of course, is from the opening title sequence of one of the greatest films ever made, Vertigo. And my favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie. We're playing that because our good buddy Matthew Hoffman is the programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. And tomorrow they will be hosting two screenings of Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. There's a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 performance, and it is $6 for the 2 p.m. matinee, $10 for the 7:30 performance, $8 in advance for the 7:30 performance. It's just great. And, you know, we've had Matthew on many, many times, and, you know, I love what he does. And we just wanted to talk a little bit about Vertigo and some of the other events that will be coming up with Matthew. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Great to be back.
Good, good, good. I hosted my film club last night.
Say anything.
Yes, we had a great turnout.
And, oh, that's terrific.
It was
that's
a great
terrific.
Turnout. And just, you know, it's such a wonderful, just a lovely movie. It really is. So, but now you're showing one of the greatest movies ever made.
Real quick, Nick, I just want to say I'm honored to be on. This is actually my 20th time on your show.
Oh, is that right?
I want to say thank you.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure, man. You know I support what you do. I think it's great. And anytime you can, you know, to give an experience to people to see great movies, classic movies on the big screen as they are intended to see. And have that movie theater experience. It's great. Great stuff.
I appreciate it. And on behalf of the Pickwick Theater, we all appreciate it.
Thank you very much for being on the show. All right, so let's talk about Vertigo. Alfred Hitchcock's made a lot of amazing movies, but I got to say this one's my favorite. This is my favorite Hitchcock movie.
And it's also my favorite. Yeah. The only Hitchcock film I ever saw in a theater was Rear Window. This was many years ago. I saw it back at the Mercury Theater with my dad and my brother. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to see other Hitchcock films on the big screen. I never had that chance. It was only Rear Window. And I think my first appreciation of the film, of its reputation and the seriousness and esteem with which it's held, is when I was in a history of cinema course at Columbia College. And Scott Marks was showing that film, and just the degree of enthusiasm he had towards that film. I remember at one point some of the students in the class were laughing at a particular moment in the film. Scott turned on the lights, and he asked, "What the bleep is so bleep and funny?"
Scott.
At that moment, I realized just how serious scholars take the film, and then in years, seeing it again and again, it's just an absolutely gorgeous film.
It's an amazing movie, and it gets richer and deeper and more personal and more significant every single time I watch it.
Yeah,
every single,
and it's when you see it repeatedly. That's when you see the deeper layers of meaning.
The final shot of that movie. I mean, obviously, for people who have not seen it, I'm not going to give it away.
Sure.
The final shot is jaw-dropping, the final shot of the movie. It's absolutely one of the greatest final shots in movie history.
Yeah. And that final shot is actually kind of anticipated earlier in the film because his stance in that moment recalls an earlier scene. And again, I don't want to give too much away. But, it has such a twisted plot, this whole macabre makeover. The idea of remolding another girl into a lost love, and it's kind of a film that lingers in the imagination.
No question about
and
it.
And certainly, Bernard Herrmann's score adds to that haunting effect.
So, yeah, beautiful stuff, and it's it magnificently photographed, and one of my favorite Jimmy Stewart performances of all time.
Yeah, just his controlled vindictiveness, especially in the latter parts of that film. It's just hypnotic.
And Kim Novak, it's just a great film in every possible way, one of the most significant pieces of cinema ever made. And to see it on the big screen, I have lucky enough to have seen Vertigo on the big screen a few times. Mm-hmm. But to see it on the big screen is just going to be amazing, Matthew. I mean, especially at the Pickwick, it's going to be stunning.
Yeah, and this is going to be a DCP restoration, so it should look pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and you got a 2 p.m. matinee for people who maybe don't want to stay up late. Sure. And then at the 7:30 performance, what's going to be happening? Jay Warren's going to be there, yes?
Jay Warren is going to be there at 7 o'clock. Actually, I got to say, make a quick acknowledgement. The girl who has been my stage partner, my assistant, movie hostess Allison, this is going to be her last show.
Oh.
So I'm encouraging people to stop by and wish her well.
Oh.
But she's been with me for the last 3.5 years. You know, usually when people come into the theater, hers is the first face they see, and she's always greeting our patrons, just giving it that you know, family atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Okay. All right, so you got Jay Warren's going to be performing, and the Tribune, I understand, is covering the event, and they're going to have, like, photographers there, so people might even end up in the newspaper.
Yeah, we had a columnist there when we showed The Searchers, when we had special guest Lana Wood, mm-hmm. and some of our regulars got their pictures in the paper, so that was really fantastic.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. And, mm-hmm. You know, lines are expected. This is going to be a big one, I think, because, I mean, you know, this is Alfred Hitchcock, it's Vertigo, it's on the big screen, and so people should order their tickets maybe ahead of time, and they could do that at parkridgeclassicfilm.com, right?
Correct. Well, to get the advance tickets, it's best to go to the Pickwick Theater website, pickwicktheater.com, and they could get the advance tickets there before Thursday, of course. But if they purchase their tickets on the day of the show, Thursday, it'll be $10.
Okay. That's cheap, $10 to see, mm-hmm. you know, a classic on the big screen. Again, if you can't make the nighttime screening, there is a matinee tomorrow at 2 p.m. Let me ask you about this. What's going on with you guys in the CSO, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra? You guys got a partnership happening, and you're going to make an announcement at the screening tomorrow?
Well, yeah. This is the first of many partnerships. We're actually just going to, right now, we're just cross-promoting. They've got a film screening that they're doing at, I believe it's February 19th. They're showing Ivan the Terrible,
mm-hmm.
Parts 1 and 2. It's a free screening. Tickets are required, though, but it's a silent movie, and that's going to look spectacular. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that.
Okay.
They're going to be actually promoting some of our shows, Sunset Boulevard, that we're going to be showing in March. So I'm hoping somewhere down the road that we'll actually do a collaboration, perhaps have the orchestra perform for a silent movie, you know, something like that. Something really spectacular.
Well, that's great. I mean, what a great partnership. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's the CSO. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Sunset Boulevard. That's going to be on March 16th, correct?
March 16th, correct. Yeah. That's going to be kind of a kickoff to our Movies About Movies film festival in Park Ridge.
Right. And that's at the Park Ridge Library, which starts March 2nd. Tell everybody about the Movies About Movies series that you're doing. And this is free, runs through May 25th, and it's at the Park Ridge Library.
Correct. This is our annual spring series. This theme, as you mentioned, Movies About Movies, it basically is Hollywood's image of itself. So all the films I'm going to show deal with Hollywood, silent movies like Show People, the 1937 classic A Star Is Born, Sullivan's Travels, In a Lonely Place, the Humphrey Bogart film.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's a great film,
yeah.
Noir.
Yeah.
And also some lesser-known films, the Buster Keaton film Free and Easy, It Happened in Hollywood, Boy Meets Girl with Pat O'Brien, James Cagney. So we kind of work in, you know, the more popular films and also the lesser-known films.
Right. And so that's for the library series, Movies About Movies. It starts on March 2nd, and what time do they begin?
The presentations begin at 7 o'clock. I usually introduce the films. I give a little talk about the history of the film's production. Doors open about 6:20. I usually open the doors early because I show documentaries and short subjects related to the film that we're going to be showing.
Right. Okay, and that's free. And mm-hmm. people can get that information at the Park Ridge Classic Films.com?
Yeah, I'll be posting the whole schedule at the Park Ridge Classic Film website.
That's great. You know, I I want to mention that I had the unbelievable privilege of meeting and talking to Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, wow. National treasure.
Please. And I was literally shaking when I met him. And he was so kind to me, and he was such a great. And it was at this time when he was promoting. Remember later in his life when he would go on Johnny Carson's show,
sure.
and
yeah.
he would, you know, read poetry.
Yes, I remember that.
And he released a couple of books of poetry,
mm-hmm.
and he came down to the station and was on Roy Leonard's show, And I sat in on the interview, and I got to talk to him a little bit, and he read from his poetry book. And I brought my poster of Vertigo, and he signed it.
Oh wow!
So I have a
what a great memory.
I have a signed Vertigo poster in the hallway of my apartment.
Oh, wow.
It's one of my treasured possessions. So
an
amazing movie. Anybody gets a chance to see Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo on the big screen, you take advantage of it. It is a truly amazing cinematic experience, and to see it on the big screen at the Pickwick Theater is amazing. It's going to be great. There's a 2 p.m. screening tomorrow in the afternoon, and then the 7:30 screening. Jay Warren is going to be performing music at the 7:30 screening, and the Tribune is going to be covering it, and there's going to be some pictures taken. It's going to be a big fun night, and again, to see a masterpiece like Vertigo on the big screen, the way it was meant to be seen, is extraordinary. All right, Matthew, it's always great to have you on, man.
Thank you, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
Best of luck tomorrow night. I hope you have a huge house, and we'll talk to you in March for Sunset Boulevard.
Sounds good.
All right, Matthew, thanks.
Take care.
Matthew Hoffman, everybody. We have him on once a month to talk about his film screenings. There's room for, I have my monthly screening, but there's no competition here. Matthew is a great guy, and anybody who wants to host a screening of a movie in a big theater to get people to come out and see movies the way they're supposed to be seen, I'm all for it. And Vertigo, one of the greatest movies ever made and my favorite Hitchcock movie of all time. So go check it out. You can get all the information. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we'll take a break. Come back after this on 720 WGN.